It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
Yes, we're going to spin, and after the spin, oh, a big announcement. So
stick around.
This is very, very exciting. Do you want to give an update on the Badgers with 8 minutes left?
72-57 with 8 minutes left.
All right.
Wisconsin's ahead.
We'll try to focus on the show, but just know as it gets down to the final couple minutes, we got to be looking. Anyway, it's time to spin. And if you miss any details, text the word spin to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line. It's 855-616-1620. Here we go.
Madison.
This story comes from Madison with a nod to Kenosha. So, we all know that dogs are man's and woman's best friends. Some dogs go above and beyond their friendships, serving as therapy dogs, rescue dogs, and police dogs. Now, to the law enforcement agencies that employ police dogs, those pawficers, are valued members of the department. They deserve to be protected as such. A bill inspired by Kenosha County Sheriff's police dog that survived being shot in the head while in the line of duty has passed the Wisconsin Assembly. The Canine Rigs Act would increase penalties for killing or injuring animals working for law enforcement or fire agencies. It advances to the state Senate for consideration. Now, under the bill, the penalty for injuring such an animal increases from a Class 1 felony to a Class H felony. The punishment for causing death to an animal to a Class G felony. Previously, injuring an animal involved a Class 1 felony, which was punishable by 3.5 year prison sentence and a fine of up to $10,000 or both. The Kenosha News quoted Representative Amanda Naduski. The bill's author is saying, quote, "I'm grateful for the overwhelming bipartisan support for the Canine Rigs Act. This bill resonates deeply with our local law enforcement agencies and speaks directly to the heart of the Kenosha County community. As I mentioned, Riggs was shot in the head during a fugitive apprehension in October 2021. He miraculously recovered, returned to work for 3 more years, and he just retired last October.
How did he survive?
It was miraculous.
It was obviously.
Right there. I don't break down miracles, but it is, yeah, I can't imagine
how.
But, and then to come back and still be able to carry out his duties.
Yeah.
Nice
you
job,
think,
Riggs.
Like, you've done enough, man.
Yeah.
We're going to let you chill.
Yeah, I think once you get shot in the head, you should be able to retire.
Yeah, there's no reason. I mean, was he really asking to go back to work? Come on.
I don't know. But I don't know what a pension for a dog officer is either.
All K-9 the treats. Officer. All of the treats. Bacon every day for the rest of your life.
Just lay in the sunshine on the sofa and eat to your heart's content. So that's good. I'm hoping it passes the Senate and then it just keeps going. All right, let's spin it again.
Ellsworth.
All right, well, it's about that time to start mapping out your summer trips
yes.
to one of the many, many wonderful Wisconsin festivals. We know that we have lots of them all over the state. So mark your calendars for June 27th and 28th and plan to head to Ellsworth to celebrate one of Wisconsin's most iconic treats, cheese curds.
Ooh.
The annual Cheese Curd Festival in Ellsworth placed in the top 10 of the 2025 USA Today Top 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards for Specialty Food Festivals.
Nice.
Woo!
That's a lot.
The festival, held every year in June, is in celebration of the town's designation as the Cheese Curd Capital of Wisconsin. The Cheese Curd Festival, doesn't that make you the Cheese Curd Capital of the world, really?
Yeah, because I don't know anywhere else that would rival a Wisconsin town for cheese curds.
Right? We are the state of cheese curds. We are the home of cheese curds. So if you are the capital in Wisconsin, I thus think you are capital of the world.
I like Ellsworth's modesty in this, not wanting to be too grandiose.
Not like the NBA being world champions.
Yeah, world champions. Yeah. They're just, we're happy to be Wisconsin's best.
The Cheese Curd Festival placed fourth out of 10 other festivals across the U.S. The Journal Sentinel shared some of the other winners. The National Buffalo Wing Festival in Buffalo.
Oh.
New York placed third. The Delta Hot Tamale Festival in Greenville, Mississippi placed second. And the Picklesburg in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, placed first. Rounding out the top five was the National Shrimp Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. This year, attendees can experience over 1,000 pounds of cheese curds and over 30 different craft beers, ciders, and local wines.
Because you got to have something to wash down all those curds. They'll just get right there. You gotta get them going. I might have to go to this Picklesburg deal in Pittsburgh.
I feel like we talked about it a little bit last year. What happens at a pickles fest? How many different kinds of... I mean, I guess there's kosher, there's bread and butter, which is gross.
And then there's pickle beverages I read in the breakdown.
I just bought a frozen pizza that has pickles on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Just try it.
Okay.
I like dill pickles.
Have you ever had pickle beer?
No, but I've had a pickle back.
Very nice.
Sure. After
Very
Jameson
Wisconsin.
Shot.
Very Wisconsin. All right. Well, that's spinning. If you want to get more details, text SPIN to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. When we come back.
Big news.
You may be thinking to yourself, listen. I'm not a big basketball fan, but I have an unnatural fixation for all things in brackets. We can hook you up, and we'll do it after this on Spanning the State.